Usually music is highly overrated. You're supposed to have it memorized. Well, I guess my question is, how serious are you guys about this year's theme? I was told that your theme this year is living the authentic Christian life. And I see the theme for your event tonight is lighting the fire. Well, my message goes well with this. But I want to know, how real are you on that topic? Are you really real with that, or are you just doing that to do church because this is where your folks expect you to be on a Sunday and a Wednesday and the days in between? We're going to look at a passage, and we're going to talk about it. Romans chapter 12. This is what immediately came to my mind when Sifu Chuseng said, "Pastor, I'd like you to preach at our youth banquet." So this is what I feel the Lord is speaking to me to say to you. So let's look at it. Romans 12, we'll be looking at verses 1 through 8. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. We seek your will. We seek your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray right now for each one of these young people here tonight that you would speak directly to each one. Lord, that they would know that they've heard from you today. That they would know how to live a life sold out to Christ. That they would know how to live that authentic Christian faith. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them, that you would use me in that process. Lord, I pray that anything that I might say which would get in between the message that you have for them and their lives, Lord, that you would wipe that away. But that you would prepare their hearts and their minds to hear your word. That you would give me the anointing to speak it. But most of all, that your Holy Spirit would be present here right now. That your name would be lifted up and glorified. And that each person who calls upon you as Lord and Savior would be encouraged and blessed. And Lord, those that don't know you yet as Lord and Savior, might they be moved to make that step this evening. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a pretty amazing passage. It's one of my favorites in Scripture. How many of you were familiar with this before I read it? A couple of you heard this one before. I mean, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Wow! Be a living sacrifice. That's an oxymoron. That's a contradiction of terms. We find the Bible's full of things that seem to not make sense in human understanding. After all, what is a sacrifice? Isn't that something that goes up on the altar and then they burn it up? That's exactly what a sacrifice is. In order to have a sacrifice, you need an altar. I happen to have one tonight. Our altar. Altars, however, as I said, require flame because they're to burn the sacrifice. Oh, sure, now I can't get the little plastic cap off. Then we need flame. Okay. So far, so good. We got an altar. We got flame. You can't see it. It's there. Anybody here want to put their hand on it? No. Okay. Why? Because you're not all fools. But now we need a sacrifice. Got one. Hey, somebody catch. Pass it around. That's our sacrifice. The T-bone. We're going first class. It's plastic. Covered in plastic. It's frozen solid. Pass it around. That's our sacrifice. Now the question I have for you, is that your Christian life? Is it frozen? Is it covered in plastic? So many of us, we take our Christianity and we don't want to infect the rest of the world with it. We don't want to, like, get it on somebody else. So we take our Christianity and we compartmentalize it. We freeze it. And then we have to sanitize it, so we wrap it in plastic so that it doesn't get off. We have our Christian life here at church. I love you, Lord. Then we go to school and like, yeah. What's with that? That's not what living a life as a sacrifice is. That living sacrifice. It's frozen steak. Pass it over here, and then we're going to need it up here pretty quick, so don't spend too much time handling my steak. Now, the biggest problem with having our sermon after the dinner is you're just not going to fully appreciate the whole process here because your tummies are already full. But I have to ask you a question. What do you think would happen if I took a steak, that steak, and I just threw it on the grill? Would that be something that you wanted to eat? I doubt it. When you think about it, because I said, I'm just going to take that steak and I'm going to throw it on the grill. I'm not taking it out of the plastic. Ew. That will leave a very unappetizing yuck on the steak, which none of us would want. So the first process that we have to go through in order to get our sacrifice onto our altars, we have to take it out of the plastic. Okay, I'm going to need that up here pretty quick, so speed it up. We have lives that are supposed to be given to God. Not just 1 hour a week, but 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, is when we're supposed to be serving God. And we can do it like this, and we can run around, and we're not going to offend anybody. You don't even feel bad now if I take this out of the plastic and put it directly on that grill and then serve it to you. Because you wouldn't say, after everybody in the room handled it, well, no, it's safe because the plastic protected it. Also meant you didn't, you didn't get your germs on the steak, but neither did the steak get its juices on you. Now, in this situation, that's kind of a good thing because, quite frankly, that'd be like a health hazard. But the situation here, so we're not talking about a health hazard here. We're talking about a sacrifice. So we take it out of this wrapper. I got frozen meat. Anybody want to eat it? Right now? You want me to cook it first? Yeah, a little rare. I like my steak rare. This is a little tartar for me. Normally I like to take my steak and I season it. Ooh. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you smell it? I can smell it up here. Now, how are we starting to get a little bit of aroma? We're getting a little sizzle going here. This is happening because our sacrifice has now been laid on the altar. And the altar has flame in it. Now, the Holy Spirit is the flame. Are you allowing that flame to burn in your brain? Are you laying your life down on the altar so that you can sizzle? Now, the one type of Christian, it's not messy. It's awful cold. It's only good. It is good if you have a headache. You could put that frozen steak on your... If you got a black eye, put it on your eye. But as far as eating it, no. You got to take it out. You got to put it there. That's what it's meant for. So we put that steak on there and we just let it cook. We're going to leave it there. It's going to cook. And the smell is going to come up. Yeah. Now, is your life aromatic to God? Have you laid your life down on the altar? Say, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, the thing about the altar and the flame is that it's transforming, it's changing. It's also not a pleasant process for the sacrifice. Do you think the cow that steak started off with is enjoying the process? No, it was terminal. That cow's life is over. It's going to get new life in my tummy. I might share. But really, that in order for that sacrifice to get on that altar, blood had to be shed. And transformation is now taking place, now that it's placed on that altar. It's going from frozen to delicious. It's going from unsavory and kind of unsanitary, Terry. You know, they have a handy wipe? To finger licking good. That's what our lives are supposed to be like to God. Now, if we're sold out to God, if we're living that sacrifice, that living sacrifice, that means we're laying our life on the altar. That means when God calls us and says, hey, go there, and we say, I don't wanna. He says, go, we go. And we do what it is He told us to do. Even when it's uncomfortable. You think it's comfy for the steak to sit on the fire? No. Come sit on it with it. Anybody? I didn't think so. Now, steak's been sitting there for a minute. Let's see what we got going here. A little smoke. Starting to get a little charring there, some lines. Don't you like some good lines on your grilled meat? Yeah. Don't we all? God likes lines in our lives. When He tells us to go, and that transforms us from something that's frozen and useless for Him to something which is indeed very, very pleasing in every imaginable way. Again, you know, I couldn't find my regular seasoning, so I grabbed this other, so you're not getting the full effect. But yeah, it smells good. It sounds good cooking, doesn't it? Can you hear the sizzle? My hair isn't on fire, is it? Okay, good. So that steak is being transformed. It's not being conformed. That'd be making it into sausage. Okay? It's not being ground up. But it's being laid on the altar, and the altar is changing it. Making it into something which is the same, yet different. None of you wanted to eat the raw steak. I didn't want to eat the raw steak. Thank you. But I dare say I could get a bidding war going for eating the cooked steak. Close that up a little bit. We'll leave that there. Let it cook for a little while. Now, once you lay your life on that altar, you've sold out to God. You said, God, I'm going to follow You. I'm going to do whatever it is You tell me to do. And He says, go over here, and you go. And it hurts. You know what? Sometimes what God tells us to do hurts. Any of you guys or gals in sports? Nobody here's in any sport. I got, see, one hand. Two. Three. Couple of you. Okay. Now, you ever work out so hard that the next day you wake up and you go, oh, I can't move. I used to be an athlete when I was young. I know. No, it was not bowling. I was a gymnast. I was skiing. I was also on swim team. Played water polo. You know? No, there's no horse in the water. You can swim. And I worked out a lot of times, and sometimes I'd get so sore it would hurt. But you keep doing that, especially at the start of the season. But once you've worked out for a couple of weeks, all of a sudden you're not sore every morning when you wake up. That hurt's not there. Because I was transformed. I was changed. And God calls us to that same thing. And sometimes the things that He asks us to do, they're painful to go through, but when we come through the process, we're stronger and we're better for it. We've been transformed. And having been transformed, we can then make some decisions and choices. Now, a lot of us had some ideas about what it is we're supposed to do. How, now that I've got the Holy Spirit in me, the Holy Spirit has changed me and I've sold out to God, I'm going to go on and I'm going to take on the world for God. I am going to change my school for Christ. I'm going to change my community. I am going to do this for God. We have a type of Christian that's like that. I'd like to show you a little video clip of what that Christian looks like. Please.
The Lone Ranger. Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver.
Hi-Yo Silver!
Hey! With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Friends. Come on, Tonto.
He never even told us his name.
It's here in this letter from the governor. He's the Lone Ranger.
Be with the Lone Ranger and Tonto same time next week for new dangers in another thrill-packed adventure when the Lone Ranger rides again.
The Lone, can you smell the steak now? Yeah? Lone Ranger, I grew up on that, okay? When I saw the Lone Ranger, it wasn't reruns. I know you're all shocked. Like, any of you ever seen the Lone Ranger before? Okay, late night TV watchers, Nickelodeon. Oh, gosh. Isn't it looking tasty? Little flame transforms that frozen hunk of meat to something that go, wow. I'd eat that. We can become transformed oftentimes as Christians, and we get the idea that the Lone Ranger is what we're supposed to be. It's what American society likes to put forth, the individual. It's all about me. After all, I'm important, aren't I? I'm an individual. We are each one individuals. But Scripture here tells us that we're not just individuals, but that we're members of one body. Anybody here have one hand? Is there another hand to go with it? How about a foot to go with the hand? And you got every other stuff in between. That's what members are. They're talking about your arms, your legs, your fingers, your hands, your toes, and all the stuff in between. But a lot of us think that we're supposed to do the whole job all by ourselves. Anybody ever try to do a one-arm push-up? That's a lot harder than a two-handed push-up, isn't it? How about a one-finger push-up? You know, we're going to go... Better yet, you're going to stand on one finger and then do push-ups in the handstand position using just one finger. You'd say, oh, no, you can't do that. Well, that's kind of like us when we try to do Christianity the way the Lone Ranger solves crime and fixes problems. To live the authentic Christian life isn't about going on your own. It's not about doing it all by yourself. Because you're not all by yourself. You are a member of the body of Christ. That's the body of Christ. A member. That means you are one part. You're not meant to go out on it alone. You're meant to go on it with the rest of the body. Now, I have a good illustration for that one. Got another video clip. Again, I apologize for the videos. It was an old videotape. Not eject play.
Mighty robot. Loved by good, feared by evil. As Voltron's legend grew, peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained and sent by the Alliance to bring back Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
again. This time, Zarkon means to destroy our entire planet.
Why are we just standing around? Let's go to work.
Right, Sven. Let's get to the lions fast, and then form Voltron.
Wait, stop. It's dangerous. You've never tried it before.
Come on. We go.
I appreciate what you want to do. I'm only thinking of your safety.
None of us are safe while we just stand here and those lasers keep blasting.
Please go now. We need Voltron.
Hooray!
Please, return safely.
Come on.
assemble. Activate interlock. Dinotherm connected.
Isn't that better than Lone Ranger? No Ninja Turtles. No Ninja Turtles don't form Voltron. Point is that they have lions running around there and they try to attack on their own. What happens? Boom, boom, boom. You know, they can't do anything. They're getting kicked one side and up the other. And by themselves, they can't do it, so they form Voltron. What is Voltron? Voltron is a composite of multiples who come together as one. And that's what we are as the body of Christ. And that's what you are if you are a true living sacrifice. If you're truly living for God as a living sacrifice, if you're doing what it is He tells you to do, you're not going to be out there trying to be the Lone Ranger, going to save my school all by myself. You're not going to do that. But you will start praying and you will bring the rest of the body of Christ into that school with you. You might be the only member of the body in that school, but the rest of the body will be behind you, supporting you, because you told them, this is what we're doing. Now, I know you guys watch martial arts movies. Okay? I know you've done it. I have too. Bruce Lee. Chuck Norris, yes. But even Chuck bows before Bruce. And since I'm Bruce, we're going with Bruce Lee. He would put his whole body into it and just put the whole focus would go down maybe one or two fingers go to deliver the whole force. But his whole body was behind that. It wasn't just the hand or the couple of fingers that connected as he broke a board or broke some opponent. The whole body was involved in delivering every erg of energy and force to that one point. Sometimes we can be that one point. Sometimes when he did that kind of stuff, he'd break a hand. But he always, always, always took down the bad dude. Even if he broke his hand or his foot or a couple ribs. You've seen the fights. Bruce Lee, he broke a few bones in his day. When we're part of the body of Christ doing things like this, sometimes we're going to get beat up a little bit. Now, it's part of the body that's supposed to take care of. You know, if one part's broken, the rest of it's supposed to take care of the part that's broken. Okay? If my right hand is broken, that means I need to eat with my left. Because the body still needs nourishment. When my leg was broken, I used crutches. That means my arms are helping me walk. That's the body of Christ. Not saying, hey, leg, you're no good no more, we're out of here. Sometimes we think we're the Lone Ranger, but we're not. Let's go back and look at this verse one more time. Mike, can I ask you to throw this back up on the screen? He likes it when I tell him things that I didn't tell him I was going to do before. We'll look back at this passage. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. You're to give your whole body, not just part of it, the whole thing. Not just Sundays. Not Sundays and Wednesday evenings. Not Saturday mornings for practice. But your whole body, every day, all day. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Just like we transform this steak from a frozen piece of meat. Oh, goodness. I have to tell you, doesn't that look good? See those nice burn marks? Yeah, tastes good too. Be transformed. Transform something that's good and pleasing to God, just like that steak is good and pleasing to me right now. But in order for it to be transformed, it had to be put on the fire. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When God transforms you, He starts in here, in your mind and in your heart. The Holy Spirit working there. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Why? Because you'll have the Holy Spirit within you. That fire will have transformed you and changed you. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Oh, I've got God in me. I can do anything. No. But rather think of yourself with more sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. You don't belong to just you. It is not your right to take your gifts away from the body of Christ. They're not yours to take. I don't want to do that. Tough. Do you hear me? That's not yours. It's the body's. You don't have the right to take it away. You don't have the right to hold it back. Your job is to put it a living sacrifice and give it everything you got for God. If your gift is leadership, then you better lead. Don't sit on the sidelines and stab somebody in the back and say, they can't do a good job, I could do a better job. Well, get up there and lead. Your job is encouragement. Then come along those who are having a tough time. Say, hey, you can do it. Your job is teaching. Your gift is teaching. Then instruct those who don't know. What is your gift? God gave you a gift, and that gift isn't yours. It's just in your keeping. It's for the rest of the body of Christ. But here's the neat thing. The rest of the body all has gifts. And they're for you. See, by me giving up my one gift, I get all yours. Cool. Come get me. Those of you who got raffle gifts, I want them. They're mine. Okay. They're saying, no, I'm not giving up my raffle gift. I like my tic-tac-toe set. I like my Hello Kitty notepad. I really wanted the Hello Kitty notepad, I'll tell you. No. But you know, in the body of Christ, yeah, I give up my gift to you, but you all give up your gift to me, and it's, we gain so much more than we ever give, that it doesn't compare. Do you want to live a life that is authentic Christian? The life of the authentic Christian. The light that is on fire for God. Then you need to take off the plastic. You need to lay your life on the altar before God and say, God, whatever it is you want me to do, I'm going to do it. And you're not going to hold it back. You're going to give yourself to God, and thereby also to the body of Christ. You're not going to try to go it on your own, but you're going to go where God directs you. As long as He calls you to this church, this congregation, this is where you minister. And from here is where you go. Now you might go elsewhere, God will call you and take you there. But you don't go alone, you go with the whole body of Christ. Even when you leave here, the ones that are left behind, they're praying for you. That's living the authentic Christian life. It's not about being the Lone Ranger. It's about being Voltron. You get to make a cool sword. And you kick the enemies behind. Yeah, you take a few shots. But we know who wins. challenge. Look inside right now. Ask yourself this question. Am I living my life as a living sacrifice for God? Ask yourself that question. If the answer is no, I want you right now to make a decision. Are you going to? Do you want to? And if you do, then do it. We could have an altar call. We could have everybody come up front and everybody feel all good because they came up front and I did this and that. We're not going to do that. But I am going to tell you that if you're making that decision tonight, I want you to talk to Pastor. Talk to Pastor Trusin. Tell him. Confess to him that you really haven't been living your all for Christ, but now you want to. And you want his help. And you want the help of the rest of the body of Christ. We'll give it to you. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you and we give you praise because you make it possible for us to be more than what we really are. Lord, that by giving ourselves to you as a sacrifice, you can take and transform us and make us so much more. That instead of being just us, ourselves, all alone, Lord, you make us part of the body. You transform us into new creatures in Christ. You bring us to that new place where we're serving you and doing your will, not just for a little while, but every day, all the time. Lord, help each one of us here this evening to give our lives fully and completely to you. Lord, might we each one serve to follow you, not just as Lord and Savior, but might we choose to follow you unreservedly as our Lord and Savior. That we will do whatever it is you ask of us. Lord, speak to each of us through the Holy Spirit. Speak to us through your scriptures. Speak to us through the words of encouragement of the rest of the body. Show us your will, that we, the body of Christ, might be best used of you to bring glory and honor to your name, to fulfill your purposes. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.